WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. You know that feeling when you're carrying around yesterday's baggage, tripping over past hurts and mistakes? It's heavy, right? Well, today we're ditching the backpack and learning how to forgive, not just others, but ourselves too. Because holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Trust me, it only hurts you in the end. Now, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not saying what someone did was okay. It's about releasing the anger, resentment, and bitterness that's weighing you down. It's about choosing peace over pain, freedom over being captive to the past. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First off, understand that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Think of it like this: holding on to anger and hurt is like constantly re-watching that bad movie you already know doesn't have a happy ending. You're just torturing yourself. Forgiveness allows you to move on, to create new stories, and write a happier ending for your life. It's about taking back your power and choosing joy over regret. Second, forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity and moments where the anger creeps back in. That's okay. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge those feelings, but don't let them define you. It's like learning a new language, takes time, practice, and patience. Third, remember that forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. You can forgive someone without being friends with them, without needing an apology, even without wanting them in your life. Forgiveness is about releasing the hurt, not necessarily about restoring the relationship. Think of it as letting go of the rope tied to the past, allowing yourself to move freely forward. Fourth, practice empathy. Try to understand where the other person was coming from, even if their actions hurt you. This doesn't mean excusing what they did, but it can help soften your anger and resentment. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, making their own mistakes. Finally, remember that forgiveness sets you free. It allows you to move on with your life, to make new connections, and to experience joy and happiness. It's about opening yourself up to new possibilities, to a future filled with peace and contentment. Ever been caught in the middle of a heated argument, feeling like you're stuck in a replay of old hurts? Maybe you've even tried ignoring it all, hoping it would just disappear? Well, I know this scenario, trust me, we've all been there. It was back when I was running my own marketing agency. Things were hectic, deadlines loomed, and one client kept pushing buttons, triggering a cascade of frustration. I felt that old anger bubbling up, the same anger I'd carried from past projects. But then I realized, holding on to this resentment wasn't helping anyone. It was just creating more stress and tension, poisoning my entire work environment. So, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that forgiveness is a gift to myself, and decided to let go of the anger. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. The result? A calmer, more productive work experience for everyone involved. And trust me, a peaceful workplace feels a lot better than a battlefield. Remember, folks, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning past wrongs. It's about releasing the grip of anger and resentment so you can move forward with clarity, peace, and freedom. It's a powerful act of self-love, a choice to embrace joy over pain. So, take it from me, choose forgiveness today. You deserve it. Now, tell me, what steps are you going to take to start your journey toward forgiveness? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's inspire each other to create happier, healthier lives. Don't forget to subscribe and join us for more daily Stoic Morning Reset episodes, your guide to starting strong and staying calm. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.